Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody, Cleaning Nation. Good to talk with you today, the 27th, couple days after Christmas. Great to have you. And for everyone on the podcast and the YouTube channel, we started doing these live as opposed to just recording them and, you know, giving us opportunity to make mistakes and edit and do all that stuff. These are live and in person. So if you want to check them out, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Like us on Facebook. You can subscribe to always get heads up when these come up live. And then, of course, everyone on live, if you're like, oh my gosh, I missed it or something happened, you can always grab them on the subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel so you can get the recordings. So today we are going to talk about how to make 2019 the year that you stop working in your cleaning business and start working on it. I have just had a rash of people lately who feel stuck, right? As we're recording this live, we're right at the tail end of 2019. Christmas is over. New Year's is just about to happen. And I've just had a rash of people I've been talking to that feel like they're stuck in their business. They created this business to give them time and money freedom. And they were so excited about being entrepreneurs and living the life that they wanted. And they thought this business could get them there. But the reality is they either end up cleaning and having a terrible cleaning job that they never wanted, or they're just, even if they're out of cleaning, they're doing a bunch of driving supplies and picking up stuff and billing people and yelling at employees and just dealing with headaches. So today we want to go through how to make 2019 the year that you stop all that working in the cleaning business and how to work on it. We're going to give you three steps how to get that done. And again, I think a lot of the issue is people feel, part of the reason I love working with owners of cleaning companies, that's you people, by the way, is the hardest working bunch of folks you're ever going to want to run into. But the problem is sometimes they get stuck because they don't know what to do, right? So there's nothing more frustrating than like being in neutral and just revving the engine, right? Guys and gals are just like, I am dying to get to work. I'm dying to grow this company. I know how much potential and opportunity there is and that I have, but I don't know what to do next. And they just get stuck. So we're going to talk about how to get through that. Before we jump in, my lovely bride, Natalie, she's watched me do almost 400 podcasts. And finally I convinced her once I stopped having guests on and just trying to help you guys directly, it was lonely and sad. So my lovely bride Natalie's on here. So I'll be less lonely and slightly less sad. You look very white today compared to me, who looks very pink. In reality, people, I am the white one and she's got the lovely European skin. That said, what's going on, sister?
Clearly you're scaring me white. I'm super excited to get started. You know, 2019 is just around the corner and I'm always, just excited for what the new year brings. I mean, there's nothing really different, right, between December and January, but for whatever reason, it's just like psychologically this great time to like, be like, okay, today is the day I'm cutting it. We always talk about setting deadlines for goals. And, you know, we have New Year's resolutions and I think you get in January and you're like, by golly, by June 1st of 2019, I am no longer going to pick up a single mop or broom or anything. And I am going to have this business serve me instead of the other way around. I think that is a super exciting prospect and I can't wait to dive into it today.
So that's why we do these live, because Natalie just said something that made me go in a little bit of a different direction. I said there's a three-step system, three steps to take if you want to enter 2019 with confidence that you are actually going to make this one different. And I'm going to put in a secret step zero before that. You nailed it, Natalie. Making the decision is huge. I can't emphasize that more strongly enough in terms of when you make that decision. And I think I first got this concept in Anthony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within. A lot of times we think the decisions take days or weeks or years, whether it's like, oh, I've been overeating, or I've been just cleaning and doing whatever, or, you know, I've been addicted to something, right? Whatever that is in your life, we think it feels like sometimes it took me years to make that decision and break that habit. The reality is every single decision you've ever made in your life happened in an instant, right away. So you can go through a bunch of pain and suffering and wait for the world to happen to you to make a decision, or you can just decide, I'm going to do it now. I'm not going to wait for pain and suffering to make me, or do what I feel like makes me make a decision. I'm just going to take charge of my life and make a decision. So for all good things or bad things to happen, that is the number one thing that's got to happen, is make a decision. So that's the real step one that I almost forgot, but that's why I've got my lovely bride on here, Natalie. She can give me the, keep me on track and keep my head straight. So once you've decided to take control and work on your business as opposed to in it, if you aren't willing to make that decision, the rest of this broadcast is not going to be for you. But if you've made that decision, you're willing to do the work, we're going to give you the three steps to follow next. First, find a system to follow. Obviously, we talk about the Clean Profit Method. That's what I've spent the last 20 years figuring out, basically banging into, you know, walking around the dark, banging into furniture for you, spending hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on kind of doing it the wrong way and distilling how to build multi-million dollar businesses down into steps. So we use the Clean Profit Method. Obviously, I'm a big fan of that because it took me 20 years of blood, sweat, and tears. If that's not for you, that's okay, but you still need a system, right? And you're following a system right now. It's just, if that system is bringing chaos and lack of results and you cleaning or having a terrible job or being stuck in your business, the system that you're using is bringing that. And if you want to get different results, you're going to need a different system. So with a huge bias, I'm going to recommend the Clean Profit Method. You can get information on what we do at growmycleaningcompany.com. But again, as long as it's a good system and a tried system and a proven system, that's what you need, right? So if you hate my guts, you couldn't possibly hate Natalie. She's amazing. But if you think I'm full of crap, which may be the case, that's fine. You still need to get a system. That is going to help you. There's a couple things that's going to do. First, the system is going to keep you on a track and help you know what to focus on, and equally importantly, what not to focus on. I probably spend a third of my time coaching the folks that I coach away from asking the wrong questions, right? You can get trapped into, what software should I use? What uniform should I do? Should I 1099 or W-2? There's a bunch of questions, and I'm not saying those aren't important or don't have their place. But it's not, none of those are the main systems that we need, right? Like, we can feel like we're doing busy or getting work done when we're working on the logo or picking our colors, or there's all sorts of stuff we can do that makes us feel like we're getting crap done, but it is outside of, it's not within a system. It's not going to really grow your company. So having a system is going to help you know what to focus on. Equally importantly, know what to ignore, right? Because we've only got so much time and bandwidth we can use. And a system is going to help you do that. And also, it's going to help you give the confidence to take action, right? A lot of folks I've been talking to are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do next. I've got all this energy and I do nothing, right? So a system not only is going to give you the confidence, it's going to give you a roadmap to follow. It's going to help you know what to focus on as well as what not to focus on. And it's going to allow you to move forward. And if you've got the right system and you've got the commitment and you've made that decision, you can walk into 2019 really with just those two things and know that it's going to be massively different than before. Before I hit the second step, Natalie, do you have any words of wisdom or taunts or barbs or anything clever to say, as is your custom?
No, just to kind of add on to that system thing, I think a lot of people struggle with whether or not they're doing the right thing. You know, like, they have this self-doubt. And so you're always going to have up and down, right? It's never going to be, I mean, not never, but obviously it's rare that you're going to just, well, this is my system and I'm just going to, you know, do it and nothing ever happens and you don't ever have any hiccups. But if you at least have a system that you know works, just following that system gives you the confidence. You're like, okay, I may have hit a setback now, but that's okay. I'm still on track. I'm doing the right thing, and you're not going to get sidetracked and stopped, which is what a lot of people do. I think you've said it multiple times where, you know, you dig 20 10-foot holes as opposed to one 100-foot hole and reach the oil or the water or whatever you're digging for. You need to have that guideline so you stick through the difficult times. And I think a system, good, bad, or not, is really what you need to get there.
Perfect. Couldn't agree more. So once you've got that system to follow, the next step is to set aside time intentionally to follow up on that system and implement, right? And the key to this is you're going to do it in such a way that you're not disturbed by interruptions. So a lot of people think they need this mass amount of time. Like if I could work 40 hours a week in my or on my business as opposed to in it, and maybe that's the case, but I've grown all of my businesses. If I was honest with myself, I probably spend less than 10 and a lot of times maybe less than 5 focused hours on my business, really doing the important work that requires kind of the big brains. So that's the good news is you don't need 40 hours a week. You don't need 30 hours a week. You don't need 20 hours a week and 5 or 10 hours a week. You can get this done. Now, that's the good news. Let me give you the bad news or not the bad news, but the other side of that. First and foremost, that has to be focused time, right? You can go to the office and work on your business for 100 hours a week and get nothing done. If to you working on your business means getting interrupted by employees, taking calls in the middle, taking a drink of water when your husband's, oh wait, that's Natalie doing that right now. Drink away, baby.
You gotta hydrate. This is very important to the system.
Step 3, hydrate. but if you're looking at emails, so when I go to do this focus time, first and foremost, if you've got an office, get out of it. I've got a home office. I get out of that. There's a coffee shop I go to where nobody knows me and I can work without anybody disturbing me. You can put your cell phone on airplane mode. That is my favorite app of all the games and fun, stupid stuff on our phones. Airplane mode is my favorite feature of the phone. Use it liberally. So
one guy did know you.
That's true. I did get recognized last time I was at the coffee shop, but he did interrupt me, but he was very gracious and that rarely happens. So cool. Actually, this podcast, I was actually on the phone with one of my one-on-one guys. So it wasn't during my focus time. I was on the phone with the one-on-one guy and he came up to me and he literally showed me his phone and to have the Great Cleaning Company podcast. I was like, hey, he's like, is that you? He's miming because he knew he was on the phone. I'm like, yeah, that's me. Anyway, I stopped and talked to him afterwards, but long story short, it's gotta be focus time. So I'm talking phone off, Facebook Messenger down, email shut, right? Even if you're not going to respond to the email, just having the email pop up with the subject line and whatever, you know, nonsense is going on can be enough to distract you. So you can do this in 2 to 4 90-minute sessions per week, as long as A, you've got a system to follow. If you just focus on something, but you know what that something is, you're stuck. But once you've got the system to follow that you trust and it's a proven system, you can get it done typically in 2 or 3 or 4, if you're having a great week, 90-minute focus sessions, uninterrupted, with no distractions. You will be shocked at the amount of work you can get done when you turn off your phones. And I get this all the time with my one-on-one folks where I give action items like, oh, I didn't have time. And we drill down into them. And it's like, it would have taken you 39 minutes to get this done and you didn't. And it's not a matter of I don't have the time. It's I'm not disciplined emotionally or mentally. I'm not disciplined enough to shut out the distractions and do the hard work. Because frankly, in installing these systems and really building a $1 million business takes a lot of brain power. It's not easy. It's difficult work. So much easier to answer emails, text back your employee, pick up a call of a customer who wants this, that, or the other, you know, a $200 or $300 job. We mortgage our entire company of running the whole dang thing and making these decisions that are important so we can, you know, do a $300 one-time clean or talk to some knucklehead. Any thoughts on that, baby?
No, just, you know, again, tapping on that whole interruption thing. I think people say, well, it was just 1 second or one email or whatever, but it takes 5 minutes to get out and then 5 minutes to get refocused and recommitted into what you're doing. And those little 5 minute, you know, 1 second interruptions adds up to your whole day. I'm so guilty of doing that. and I definitely have to shut everything down to kind of box my time. But I find that when I do that, I get stuff done way quicker and way more efficiently and can actually enjoy the rest of my day than just slogging through it and just being mentally exhausted by the end of it.
Yeah, not only that, typically the implementing the system and working on your business as opposed to in it is a very different type of thought pattern than interruptions are almost always in your business type of stuff. With the building, get paid. This guy isn't whatever. This Bob's not showing up. This customer's pissed. These are all low level mental requirements. So when you're trying to move from high to low and solving different kind of problems, it's impossible. First of all, just multitasking, doing 2 or 3 things at once, impossible. But when you're trying to switch from quickly, right, you might be able to quickly switch from, okay, I've solved this low level problem in terms of this employee didn't show up, and I've solved this low level problem in terms of the guy can't get into the door, and I've served this long. You can jump from low level problem to low level problem and just solve them one after another. The problem is you cannot switch from high level, I'm working on my business without stress. That day-to-day stress will kill when you're just like so close to it and you have no perspective. You're just right in your business. You can't make the good decisions that you need to make which is perspective. So actually that brings us right into the third thing that you need to do. So if you're tracking and you're like, hey, how do I make 2019 the year that I stop working in my business and start working on it, my cleaning company? One, follow a system to follow that you trust. Again, we recommend the Clean Profit Method, but any system that works will do. Number two, once you've got that system, you've got to intentionally set aside time over and over and over to implement and not be disturbed by interruptions. The key here is consistency, not quantity, right? I'd rather have you have 5 hours a week consistently than 30 hours this week and then no hours next week and 1 hour the week after and just all over the board, right? The third step is have a system of people who will celebrate with you and mourn with you. I don't know about you guys and everyone on the live thing here, feel free to chime in. But when I had my cleaning business, it was kind of before the internet was a big thing and it was lonely. If anyone out there is just absolutely lonely, let me know. Cause, and I don't mean to sound weird, but when things are going really well, my wife got it. But most folks don't, right? There's normal human beings that aren't insane. When you say, hey, I got the Applebee's for $2,800 a month, you know, whatever, they don't get it, right? And then the flip side is when you get kicked in the teeth, and someone doesn't show up or somebody doesn't pay or you lose a big account or something tragic happens. For me, I don't want to burden my spouse with that. Like, not that I wouldn't share, but I don't want to just, she wasn't the right person in my life to kind of beat up and just dive deep into that. So it can be very lonely because when you win, there's no one to share it with that really gets it. And when you lose, you know, you can't, your friends from school, right? They're making $53,000 a year at some corporate job. And when you're like, hey, I'm thinking about buying a $40,000, you know, floor scrubber or something, they don't get it. They just can't be there. So it can be a very lonely thing. And that's what Cleaning Nation is all about, folks. That's why we do what we do. That's why we try to build this community through the Facebook group and through the Clean Profit Method and through all the stuff that we do. Is part of it is not only to give you support to help you grow, but be that support system of people that are going to care for you and that you can share with. And that'll remind you, right, when stuff, hey, Caleb McBride in the house. Good to see you, sister. But that can remind you, when things feel bad, they're probably not as bad as you think. And when they feel good, you know, maybe they're not as good as you think. But the purpose of this community is to really make sure that no one out there gets left behind. Natalie, what I know you've got something to say on this one.
Well, a couple of things. One, the wife you were referring to is not me.
Yes, I've been married to my lovely bride for 8 years. It'll I think we've been dating for 12. So this was 20 years ago.
14, I think.
Oh my gosh, I'm so old. All right. Thank you. Yes, it was. Yes.
Mike can share with me that not so much with the ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, and again, even with you, baby, I try to, you know, not that I don't want to share, but when it's bad, I try to keep as much of that to myself as possible. Right. I don't want to wear you out with a bunch of details and the stresses. And again, for you guys, it really depends on your relationship. But the key to the whole operation is you need a healthy support system of people that are going through the same things that you're going through. And we love our spouses and we want to be able to share, not that we don't want to share everything with them, but there's kind of this getting beat down. I don't want to beat her down. Part of my job is to protect my bride and my family from the crap that I go through. So anyway, that's the point, but continue.
And then the other thing is, yeah, just personally, I think being an entrepreneur is kind of a lonely station, right? Lots of entrepreneurs, you know, they can hang out with each other, but likely that somebody in your town also owns another business and that they're in the cleaning business and they understand your specific needs is just kind of sad. You know, it's just really lonely. And I was recently just telling you, like, hey, I just feel like there's nobody I can share that with, right? Like, I can't go to my friends and be like, hey, we just did this with our funnel and we just, you know, had this like awesome conversion rate and it's really exciting. They just kind of look at me with like this blank
glaze. Yeah.
Glaze, and they're like, great. Okay. So what did you want to order?
Well, I got to tell you, Tracy Williams says, hey, from Three Sisters New Construction Cleaning. Hello, Tracy. Good to have you on. And Kayla made the very astute observation. 6 years for you to tie this lady down. And for everyone on the live or watching the video, you can look at me and look at her and go, what a knuckle. How did I take this guy? Just so you guys know how good of a salesman I am, this poor son of a gun chased me like a knucklehead for 4 years before I came to my senses and asked her to marry me. So yes, sadly, Kayla, it took 4 years for me to pull my head out of the sand, we'll just say. And it's been ever since that it is great for me and maybe mediocre or adequate for my bride.
Yeah. I told Mike that we were going to get married, I think maybe 2 months into relationship. And he was like, good luck with that. I'm like, I know.
You're crazy, woman. We'll see. Yeah, but you're the one that said yes, so sucker.
I did, and I to this day do not regret that decision.
You just don't know yet.
We'll see what tomorrow holds.
That's why I made sure we got our little 3-year-old, so she's stuck now. All right, guys. So if you really want to have the ability to jump out of your business and start working on it as opposed to in it, you've got to have a system to follow that you trust, that's going to give you the confidence, it's going to help you know what to focus on, and equally importantly, what not to focus on. You got to have time systematically and intentionally set aside, totally interrupted, where you can focus and work on your business. And again, you don't need that much quantity of time, but you certainly need quality of time. This is where the real brain power happens. Number three, you need the support system of people who are going to celebrate with you, mourn with you, help you get some perspective when you think the world's coming to an end. It's probably not. You need someone you trust to tell you that. And when you think you're the king of the world and will never make a mistake and you'll be rich forever, that's probably not the case either. And you need someone to help kind of bring you back home on that one. If you would like us to do that with you, if you want to take 3 days away from it all, 3 focused days in a mansion with me, my lovely bride, and 16 total owners of cleaning companies, and focus uninterrupted for 3 days in a row, and implement the entire Clean Profit Method, or at least have the opportunity to implement the entire Clean Profit Method, we have got our last scheduled live event coming up in like 2 weeks, January 13th, I think. So it's here in Phoenix. If you want the details, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Again, it's the last scheduled event. You'll stay with me. You can ask all the questions you've ever had and questions you're just going to come up with about the cleaning business. We role play, we have fun. We put you in an accountability group. I just talked to Spencer from our Temecula group. Those guys and gals are still meeting, still holding each other accountable. We do so many things, but some people are going to get all their investment back and more on day one, just with the things that we implement. Then we've only got 16 spots total because I want this to be intimate. Like I said, we rented a super fancy mansion. I want to make sure each and every person gets all the one-on-one time they need with me and with Natalie. And it's small enough where we can all get to know each other. So there's only 16 spots total. Six are left.
We've only got a few spots left.
Six. Yeah. 10 are okay. Gone. 6 are left. Anyway, so go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Let me see if I can type that in.
I think there's 6 spots, but the fewer spots actually in the mansion. So if you want to actually be in the mansion, you got to jump on it.
Yeah, I think the mansion always like 8 or 9 bedrooms as opposed to 16. Anyway, right. The key to the whole operation is if you want the entire Clean Profit Method and Natalie and I to walk through with it, you'd have built in 3 days to focus on your business with no distraction, phones off, and really do some life-changing stuff, not to mention have a crap ton of fun. This is our last scheduled event. I don't know that we're going to be doing this again, certainly not to the public. It'll probably just be if we do it going forward for Clean Profit Program graduates or attendees. So anyway, if you want Natalie and I to walk you through the entire system, hang out, have fun, work on your business, and go into 2019 just with absolute freaking confidence that you're going to be able to grow the company that you want. You're going to take control of your company, make it behave, make it be your slave, and give you the time and money freedom that you deserve and that you got into this business for, instead of being a slave to the business. Absolutely go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Spoiler alert, you can't sign up there. The agenda's there, the investment's there. I think we've got videos of us having fun there. There's all sorts of cool stuff there, but you can't sign up because I've only got 16 spots. It is by invitation only. If you want to come, you can sign up for a call with me where I'll kind of look at where you're at, where you want to be, what your goals are, and make sure I think that the event can help you. So just so you know, you can't just sign up. You actually have to apply. We have to talk to you. I make it a little bit of a pain in the neck to get there. But the good news is when you do come, it will be a life, as long as you do the work and play nice with others, which that's why I have to talk to you to make sure it's going to be awesome for everybody. You're going to get massive events. So I think I'm done ranting. I think I've got all the blah, blah, blah out of my system I need. Lovely Natalie, comments, thoughts, what did I miss?
I think you pretty much got everything. I'm really excited for this event. I'm kind of sad that it's the last one we're going to do for the public, but all the more reason to make it special and fun and great time of year to just, again, get that system ready, get those goals set, get your accountability, and just finally just stop working in your business, work on it in 2019 and have the lifestyle that you really want rather than constantly trying to feed this never-ending stream of work for your business because you aren't setting it up right.
Couldn't have said it better if I tried. Won't even try. That's what we have to say. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com/live. Check it out. Hope to hang out with you in just a couple of weeks.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.